Saving Wheat with an Ancient Syrian Ancestor. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Rising temperatures, drought, pests, and diseases are moving north into the U.S. heartland and are increasingly posing a threat to the wheat crop. An insect called the Hessian fly is reducing crop yields by 10% a year in the Midwest. Average temperatures in the Midwest have risen by 2 degrees since 2000, and periods of time between rainfalls is lengthening. Conditions in some areas of the Midwest are getting to be more like those in the Middle East. Faced with this situation, scientists are seeking sources of natural resistance in the heart of the Fertile Crescent, which is where domesticated agriculture began. Until recently, there was an important seed bank in war-torn Syria, some 25 miles west of Aleppo. It was the source of seeds for a variety of wild wheat-related grasses, including Tausch's goat grass, which is common in Syria. In a series of experiments conducted at Kansas State University, various commercial and wild wheat-related grasses were subjected to attack by Hessian flies. Only the goat grass could withstand the onslaught to any significant degree. The wild grass is closely related to domesticated wheat, but the domestic plant has been bred for genes and traits that increase productivity. During that process, it lost qualities of resistance to diseases, pests, and harsh weather. Wild relatives are by definition hardier because they've survived without our pampering. Some indigenous farmers have for millennia encouraged wild species to grow along the edges of their farms in order to encourage interbreeding between the wild and domestic species and hopefully confer the strengths of the wild species upon the domestic ones. This is a practice that has long been neglected in industrial-scale agriculture. It may be time to take it up again. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.